my main thing over there was editing film every day. So I had, but this time we had a photographer, Dan Lecca, became our the morning news photographer. And he was based in New York, but covered all the collections. And he actually rose very quickly to be, he became the photographer for Vogue and Bazaar and New York Times. He became sort of the A fashion photographer. But because we were his first client, the first people who had hired us, we remained on the list. And I was extraordinarily picky about the images I wanted. And this was all, of course, slides, no digital photography then. So he would take everything. He would have a runner from each show. There would be 20 rolls of film from a show. It would go to the lab, and we would meet at the lab at the end of the day, maybe at 9 o'clock at night. And as the slides came out of the lab, I was allowed to have first pass and first look. And so I would have my loop and a light table and be sitting looking. It's like, oh, and there would be, you know, maybe six shots of every outfit that you've wanted. Well, I would always want a full length and a close up. And I would have to have the legs just, you know, you were film editing. And so then I would take those, and those slides became mine, and he would never duplicate. It was really interesting. None of them did. I always kind of said, why don't you let me come and pick the best, edit all this film down and pick it, and then just dupe, and then give everybody, all your other clients, a set of the most perfect, best shots. And which is obviously what we get now from anything that you see online. And they were like, no, because would not be original. And that, no, so it was like, that slide, I took it, it was out of the mix. So it was very important to me to have a first pass. So I would go and, you know, spend all night at the lab, or sometimes it would be editing back at our hotel rooms, and I would take a lamp, and I had a piece of plexiglass that I would sit on top of the lamp and look at stuff. I mean, super, super, super primitive. But then writing happened later. So it was just, the film editing was the first part, and then that film was so precious that you couldn't check it through your bag, so you had to carry film on. And, you know, I was very OCD, and I had to put it in the slide sheets. I had to put it in the exact order that the looks came out. And so I'd be going back to my notes. It's like, okay, you know, Naomi, number one, this, you know, da, 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 and I would have to have it all up, because I felt like that gave me the picture that the designer was really, you know, trying to present. And there was a reason that was the number one outfit, and that was the closer and stuff. So we would have sheets and sheets and sheets of these things. And so that would have to go in carry-on luggage. So I would always take an extra bag, because it was way too precious, so you couldn't check it through. What if it got lost? Suddenly your whole 3 weeks was, you know, nullified. So toting that around was, you know, that was like the most precious thing that you had. But it would be a full and heavy bag by the time that you were going back. And also,